back in the Leaders Portfolio studio. I'm Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith, here with the president and CEO of A2Z, Mr. Rajiv Jain. And Rajiv has been named as an Ernst & Young Entrepreneur of the Year Award finalist in Maryland twice. You're located in Columbia, Maryland, and founded in 1998 as a developer of online event management and marketing software. Explain what you provide for what target client.
So our target clients are trade associations and media companies who produce mid to large size trade shows and conferences. So like National Restaurant Association, National Association of Broadcasters, or Penton Media Company. And they produce the trade shows, and we provide them the software that manages all the different aspects of their trade show, communicating with the exhibitors, selling the booth space, collecting the money, running the website, and then matchmaking tools on top of that. Now mobile solutions where attendees can find all the information on their fingertips right from their smartphones.
And you said mid to large because a small trade show wouldn't really need that sophisticated a service yet?
Correct. Or also economically, it would not work out effective.
And so how did you started this in 1998. How did you then get your first client doing that?
It's an interesting story. It took us 6 months to get our first client. We had to knock at a lot of doors, show our software. People did ooh and ah. This was like back in 98 to 2000 timeframe. But nobody wanted to buy because putting a business on the internet at that time was not that common. So it took us 6 months knocking a lot of doors to get the first client.
And also probably people were somewhat concerned about, is this going to go down, right?
Exactly.
So uptime. Yeah, interesting. And this is a great story. This is Mr. Rajiv Jain, President and CEO of A2Z. You graduated from the Indian Institute of Technology in Delhi. Then you opened export business in hopes of earning enough money to come to the United States. But that worked because you're here now, right?
Yes.
You moved to South Carolina.
Yes.
And then kind of what happened? You then said, I want to do this, or that was 20 years later?
So I landed at Clemson with $750 and two suitcases in August of 1993. Did my master's in textiles, and I was graduating. I had two job offers, one in manufacturing in North Carolina and one with Trade Association in carpet cleaning in Maryland. And I decided to come to Maryland.
Okay.
And learn the business of trade shows, and here we are.
You had the $750 after you finished the master's?
No, $750 before I finished the master's. When I landed in U.S., I had $750 and two suitcases.
Wow. Wow. And you have more suitcases, more dollars now. Do you still have those two suitcases?
No, they're long gone.
Oh, long gone. Okay, you upgraded. That's good. And then at some point, you started this current business, A to Z, in your apartment with your wife.
Yes.
And how did you convince her to do this? Or did she convince you?
My wife also had done some work in web-based training, so she knew kind of the web-based systems and graphics and things like that. And when we got married, this was a kind of a fun project that we both could work together. And actually, that worked out pretty well, both in professional life as well as personal life, to lay the foundation of our relationship as well.
You still work together?
Yes, we do.
You do. And Your company, A to Z, currently powers more than 700 annual events and over 25% of the top 200 shows. And so that took some time to get to the current success that you have.
Yes, 10, 12 years to get there.
And one of the new products you launched is called Floor Plan Genie. That's a tongue twister. And it gives booth sales staff and exhibitors real-time access to manage and show the floor plan. And so talk about what that does.
So as you just described, it's a floor plan management tool for managing exhibitions. The biggest twister here is it's all free. And that was the big shift we wanted to bring into the marketplace. And looking at the technology and how we consume the software, you know, we use Google, we use Facebook, we use LinkedIn, and all of these things are free. And my vision was, you know, the way businesses are consuming the software, it is going to change. And we want to bring in the change before the change is forced upon us. So that is the reason why we launched Floor Plan Genie. And in the last 10 months, since the inception of Floor Plan Genie, we have more than 250 shows signed up for that product. So
wow.
That was pretty significant success.
Good. Good for you. So you have to work on the next one. Are you working on that now?
Always working
you
hard.
You are. So you're involved in the technology side as well as now kind of managing this business.
Correct.
Which do you enjoy? Which do you prefer?
Well, I enjoy both parts. In technology, though, they threw me out of the programming side about 5 years ago. But I'm still very much involved in the product roadmap and the vision and strategy on the product side. But I really enjoy the business management part of the, and strategy is the thing I love the most.
Excellent. And your degree is from the Indian Institute of Technology, and your master's, as you said, was from Clemson University. So what's your overall leadership philosophy?
Well, overall leadership philosophy, you have to create value. You have to create value not only for your customers, but also for their customers and the entire ecosystem. And as long as you're doing a great job of creating the value, you'll get paid. So that's kind of the one perspective on the leadership side.
Excellent. And talk about some of the obstacles you faced in running A to Z.
Oh, we never took any external funding, so we bootstrapped. So cash flow always has been one of the interesting challenge always, because I've been very ambitious and I always wanted to grow the company as fast as we could. And as you grow, your working capital needs grow as well. So cash flow management has been one of the challenges pretty much throughout, and that keeps us on our toes.
And keeps you busy. Handling that, right?
Yes.
Excellent. And how has the, you know, this is interesting, right? Because trade shows, you're seeing less attendees at trade shows, or at least the few that I've been to. And so they're shrinking the size of them, somewhat related to the economy. That's what I've seen. Now, you have probably more understanding of that. Is that affecting you at all? Or are there new kind of random trade shows kind of launching in replace of the ones that were big and they got smaller, and so it's a wash?
You're right. I mean, with the last economic downturn, the trade show industry, the attendance went down by about 20%, which was a pretty sizable hit to the trade show industry. What that did is that put everybody on their toes, the show organizers, the exhibitors and attendees, that they need to plan better. And that is where our software comes in or becomes even more valuable, because it helps not only the show organizer to plan for the event, but it helps the attendees to better plan their 3 or 5 day stay at that show to get the most out of it.
So it's helped your sell your product.
Yes, it did.
Interesting. So that's not a story you hear a lot with businesses, right? That the poor economy is an impetus in a way.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. And I wanted to circle back and talk about India, since that's where you're from. And you had an export business there.
Yes, I had a textile export business in India.
So how did that country treat you differently as a business owner than the United States? And you could talk pros and cons.
You know, back then, I mean, India was very different than what it is now. And running a business in India or starting a business in India was not as easy. And that is one thing, you know, I love about America. You can come here, you can have dreams, and if you really work hard, you can make almost anything happen.
Mm-hmm.
So, and state of Maryland has been really great for us. So it has been much, much easier to start a new business with very little or no money, just work hard, come up with great ideas, and make it happen.
But now, just circling back on a point you made, which is that now India probably is more pro-business, in your opinion?
Correct. Now India is far more pro-business. There is a lot more entrepreneurship now, or it's much easier to start a new business in India now than it was 20 years ago.
So your prediction, if you took the suitcase with the $750 back to India, you A to Z wouldn't be as big as it is now? Is that correct?
Yeah, that is quite correct, though.
Interesting. All right, good. And we're speaking with Rajiv, and you have, you know, a lot of other, another thing that business owners in this region kind of have to decide is, do I go in Virginia, do I go in Maryland, right? Some go in D.C., but they tend to kind of pick those two states for the metro area, D.C. metro area. You said Maryland's been good to you, so I'm going to ask you that question. Why do you think Maryland over Virginia?
To be honest, I have never almost drawn the comparison between Maryland and Virginia. When I took up the job with the Trade Association, it happened to be in Maryland. And when I moved to Maryland, I came to Howard County. And actually, to be more precise, it's the Howard County that has been really, really good. On the personal side, really talks about like quality of living, and that is so true. I mean, I really enjoy the lifestyle in Howard County and all the amenities that are available, including the public library and other things. On professional side, the county and the county leadership is very, very pro-business. When we started, we pretty quickly moved into the Howard County Neotech Incubator. And that incubator was very helpful for us to understand the business and provide us a lot of counsel and mentoring. So that is where I think we got a lot of value out of Howard County and the state of Maryland.
Excellent, excellent. Well, Rajiv, I want to thank you for appearing on Leaders Portfolio. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
It's Rajiv Jain, President and CEO of A2Z. And best of luck with more trade show growth, I should say to you.
Thank you.
So Rajiv's audiocast is available at leadersportfolio.com. And I want to thank these supporters of leadership for allowing us to produce great leadership content. Dennis Cole Architects, WOW Services Group, Divine Inspiration Salon, Riverwalk, their development that was featured on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, and Hilton Garden Inn of Fairfax, Virginia, providing all your business meeting room needs. I want to thank sponsors for supporting great leadership content so that we all can be better decision makers. Also want to remind folks that we are in the process of our Leaders Portfolio Awards. You can nominate a business leader, you can nominate a business, or you can nominate the same person for both. For our Leaders Portfolio Awards, right now we're accepting nominations, or you could just apply directly as well. Maybe you have an employee who deserves Rising Business Leader of the Year. Whether you work for a large business or a small business, the Leaders Portfolio Awards. And these were a complete success last year. We're very excited with the number of range of businesses and business leaders who applied, and we're doing it again this year. So Leaders Portfolio Awards at leadersportfolio.com. I'm Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith. See you next week.